Now we come down to chapter 20, verse 1. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with them other besides the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. There came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. You see now this man, that he has a normal reaction. He's afraid. And he goes to God, though in prayer. And that's not a normal reaction. That is something that only a man of God would do. And he went to seek the Lord and he proclaimed a fast. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and he said, now listen to him, this is verse 6 of chapter 20, and he said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? Now, this man's doing something that his father Asa did not do. Asa did not rest upon the experiences of the past. That should have given him faith. This man, knowing what God has promised in the past and what God has done in the past, why, he now rests upon the promises of God. And he goes on to go over this entire situation, and he concludes this prayer at verse 12, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. What a scene, and what a king, casting himself entirely in a helpless situation upon God. What a wonderful thing it is. Now will you notice verse 14, Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Do you notice how these prophets and the different ones that are brought across the page of Scripture are identified? It's always given a long genealogy to identify them, but it's very important. I wonder if how many of you listening today know who your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was. I haven't any idea who mine was. Now, verse 15. Listen to him now. He's going to be God's spokesman. Hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And that is something that I need to remind myself of. Now, maybe I shouldn't put this on radio. Maybe I ought to turn the radio off and the microphone and just talk to Vernon McGee now. But it's so easy for me to forget that this is the Lord's work, and this is His work, not mine, it's His. And I go at it like it's mine, and I forget it, and I begin to carry the burden and face the problems and the difficulty. But every now and then, why, I'm reminded that this is God's work, and I've dedicated this radio to Him. It's His. He can do with it anything He wants to. But I forget that every now and then, especially when problems come up, and I forget sometimes to turn it over to Him. I wonder maybe if that might fit your situation today. The battle is not yours. It's God's. And since it's his, and I say this reverently, he's going to have to fight. He's going to have to work the problem out. Oh, I think that is the secret of prayer today, is to go in faith. And I think this is the kind of faith now that we need, is to take these problems, these burdens, as the hymn has it, take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. My trouble is I don't leave it there. I spread it out before him and say, look, and then I put that old sack of problems right back on my back and I start out again with it. He says it's his. Oh, my friend, how wonderful it is. Don't be afraid, Jehoshaphat. The battle is not yours. You couldn't fight it. It's God's. And I find myself, I'm sure you do, in situations, I cannot extricate myself. I cannot see my way out. And God says, it's my battle. Turn it over to me. Oh, that we might learn to turn it over to him. Now listen, verse 20. There came the enemy. Jehoshaphat bowed himself to the ground, turned it over to the Lord. And we find here, verse 20, and they arose early in the morning, went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Listen to this king. What a ruler. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophets. So shall ye prosper. And I think God wants to say to us today, he wants to say, believe in me. Trust me. Rest in me. And believe my word today. Rest in it. Don't listen to what Dr. Ph.D. has to say. He hasn't any word to say. Listen to what God has to say. And don't even listen to Vernon McGee. Listen to what God has to say. And this is what he says. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe its prophet. So shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, that's a very funny way to organize an army. But Joshua learned to do that, and Jehoshaphat is another man who learned to trust God like that, especially in battle like this. Well, what does he do? Organize singers. Well, I think you ought to get out your atom bomb at a time like this, when you're this health. He didn't. He just organized the singers to go ahead to praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And you want to know something? I'm not going to read this, but the Lord gave them the victory. They won the battle. Well, let me put it like it should be. God won the battle for them. Verse 26, and on the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley of Beraka. For there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of the same place was called the Valley of Beraka unto this day. Now, Beraka is a name taken by several churches in this country today. Good name, by the way. It means it's the place to bless the Lord, praise the Lord. And every church ought to be a Beraka church then. Then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy. For the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. They came to Jerusalem with psalteries, harps, trumpets, unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. And it is God, my friend, who gives rest and peace today. And our nation hasn't learned that. We think if we, you know, have this kind of an alignment and this kind of treaty, we won't have to fight. Well, we have fought two world wars in order to bring peace in the world. And all we've got's war. You know why? Because God hasn't given us peace. And the reason is, we just haven't asked him, friends. That is it. And we find now, verse 34, now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, behold, they're written in the book of Jehu, the son of Anani, who is mentioned in the book of the kings of Israel.